T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now is Chris Granger, the Group President, Sports and Entertainment for Illich Holdings, which oversees the Tigers, District Detroit, and so much more. Good to see you again.
Oh, thank you guys for being here today. It's such a celebration, one of the great days on the Detroit calendar.
You know, we sort of take it for granted that it's like a holiday here in Detroit. You've been around the country. Is it like this elsewhere, or is Detroit unique?
No, this is one of a kind. I spent over 2 decades in sports, traveling the country and being in different cities for their opening days, regardless of sport. And what happens here in Detroit is special, especially around the Tigers. The Tigers are unique in that they bring together generations, they bring together races, genders, you name it. I mean, everybody in this town wears the old English D on their heads or on their hearts. And today is just a celebration of that community.
It makes us so proud, and there is something, I think, intrinsic about Detroit in and of itself. It's almost like Detroit versus everybody. We are different here, but this is a day to celebrate, and you're making some changes this year to bring the celebrations inside the park on opening day. What are you doing today?
Well, listen, there's so many parties around opening day. We want some of the party to be here at Comerica Park as well. So as you know, we're opening the gates at 10 a.m. today. And I think one of the cool things about that is that gives everybody a chance to see the Tigers batting practice, which is something they normally don't get to see. As you know, we have special pricing for food and drink for the first at least an hour or so after the gates are opening. And we'll do that all season long to give people special discounts and special value pricing. And then there's live music and DJs and everything else going on here. So it should be a great time.
You talk about it being a great time, and the fans have really embraced it. But the fans have also started to embrace this team, haven't they? Especially seeing the blue-collar work ethic and the way they just finished 2 out of 3 beating the New York Yankees this week.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, Gardy has them playing hard. They're gritty. They're fun to watch. And there's a lot of optimism, not just around the team this year, but certainly around the future as well. So today's opening day for many of our minor league affiliates as well. So mm-hmm. we're keeping an eye on what's happening down on the farm, so to speak. But it's great. So we're thrilled about this season. And again, I think people are going to have a pleasant surprise when they come out and watch the Tigers.
Detroit is arguably one of the best sports towns in the country, and Illich Holdings owns a number of the teams here. And there's been some talk about there being a local regional sports network with Illich Holdings. Are you still looking into doing something like that?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's a fascinating time in the sports media landscape right now. So, you know, whether it's a move to streaming, a move to direct-to-consumer. So I would say from our standpoint, we love Fox. Fox is a tremendous partner. We just want to study the space. We want to study the landscape, try to understand where our fans are going to be 5 years and 10 years from now, and just position ourselves accordingly. So I would say we're doing our homework right now.
Okay. Good deal. All right. So they're playing the Kansas City Royals today. Is the team better than you thought they'd be this part? I mean, they're really starting off great with some great pitching. We saw it yesterday. We've seen it with Jordan Zimmermann on the first game of the season and the second game as well. Your assessment of the team so far?
Well, again, I mean, they're young, they're athletic, they're gritty, they believe in themselves, they believe in each other. So certainly the pitching has been a highlight so far. I think there were 18 strikeouts yesterday, which is an all-time yeah. record against the New York Yankees for any team, and think how long they've been around. So, again, we're optimistic, and we think some good home cooking is going to help the bats a little bit, and we'll get off to the races here.
Chris, one final question for me, which is this. What's the one part of opening day that you look forward to the most?
It's community. I mean, it starts, as you saw coming in today, people are tailgating starting at 7:30 in the morning, and it's the parties around town. And, you know, today at the Detroit Medical Center hospitals, all the babies being born are getting the old English D, saying my first opening day. So it's just such a unique town, and it's so fun to see everybody coming together, everybody wearing the colors today. The game is great, but just the sense of community that comes from this is special and truly unique.
And it's nice it's not being rained out, right?
We'll love the dry weather. Yes, yes, indeed.
You remember last year. All right. Hey, Chris Granger, thanks so much for your time. It's really good to see you again, and congratulations, and we wish you all the best this season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.